Hey, it's Chris Jones with the Jones Zone, and I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. Hey, real quick, before we get started, I have a favor to ask. If you've listened to the podcast before, or if you enjoy the episode you're about to hear, please like the podcast on social media, and please leave a review. Having listeners like and review the podcast is the fastest way for it to grow and reach more people, and we really want to share our stories with the biggest audience possible. Thank you. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Jones Zone Real Estate Team. That's right. We sponsor our own podcast. So if you know of anyone looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Fort Mill, Rock Hill area, have them connect with us on their favorite platform. Enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate, and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast, aka the house that Jones built. That's our little slogan. Today it's just me, no Brian, but if you could only have one Jones brother, I like to think that it's me. So, yeah, that's what I say. So, anyways, today we are here with Christina Peen, who is an independent travel agent and a trip planner with Travelmation. Travelmation takes the two most fun entities, which is travel and animation, and combines them into one unique experience. They specialize in Disney vacation packages, and agents from Travelmation have a wealth of knowledge, experience, and passion dealing with the Disney brand. So next time you think about planning your Disney vacation, they're the ones to reach out to. Christina, welcome to the Jones Zone. Good to have you.
Thank you. I'm very excited you asked me to do this.
Yeah. So that was a quick, brief introduction, but if you don't mind, share some of your personal story and some of your professional background, and then how you got into doing all this cool stuff you're doing with Travelmation.
Sure. So a little bit about myself. I live in South Florida, born and raised in South Florida. I am an oncology nurse. For those that don't necessarily understand what oncology means, because I get that question a lot, it's cancer. So I deal with a lot of blood cancers for leukemia, lymphoma, and such. Very tough, but definitely a rewarding job. I got connected through Chris Jones with my husband, Dwayne. They actually grew up together in middle school and have kept pretty good friendships since. So I've known Chris for, goodness, probably close to 9 years as I've known Dwayne, my husband.
Yeah, it's amazing either of us put up with him, but go on.
Yeah. And I chose it. We both chose that life.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm married to Dwayne just over 2 years now, and we have two babies, the furry kind. We have a little Yorkie and a little poodle that Chris has been able to meet. So I started Travelmation about 2 years ago. It's been around since 2011. A good friend of mine, Adam, started the company just because of his love of Disney and helping people plan those vacations. So he was like, why, maybe I could do a travel agency out of it. So he started it himself, and we've grown to over 130 agents. So it's been a whirlwind. Like, when I started, we had 50, and now we have over 130. So it's been cool, and it's grown a lot, and it's definitely an exciting company and a lot of energetic people to work with, I should say. I have always had memories of traveling and growing up. Those are my best memories, growing up traveling with my family, whether it were road trips or cruises or Disney or you name it. We've done quite a bit of it throughout the years. My husband and I we've been fortunate enough to take a lot of vacations as well. So I would always bug him about wanting to go back to Hawaii or wanting to do this cruise with me or wanting to do, you know, X, Y, or Z. So I just felt like it was kind of meant to be to do kind of the nursing side of it and then do the complete opposite where I'm doing vacations and travel planning and creating those experiences for clients.
Have you always been kind of the planner and organizer in your family and group?
Oh my gosh, yes. And yes, I have always taken over the role of, it's always fallen on me. Just example for Disney, I just 30 minutes ago, I was making fast passes for our whole family for this weekend and looking into things to doing. And they're always asking me, what time are we going and what time are we leaving today and what parks are we going to today? Like, literally, it's always me, which is fine. Obviously, I enjoy doing it and I feel like I have the knowledge to do it. But yes, it's been usually a lot of the trips are on my shoulders as far as what the plan is, what the deal is. Everyone's kind of chill about it. And I'm like, okay, we're going to do this, this, and that. And I kind of have itineraries written out. Sometimes it's a little overboard, but, you know, it works.
Going to Disney it can be exhausting if you don't know what you're doing. I learned firsthand recently. And I know we had some conversations back and forth, and I kind of picked your brain a little bit, but I still underestimated it severely. And I mean, whether it was the long lines or unexpected shuttle buses or whatever, like you think that it's not that big of a deal, and then when you get there, it's just all really overwhelming, you know. And it was just it almost became frustrating, and you know, it kind of dampers the mood a little bit. So having someone to walk you through it and kind of plan it better is a huge help, and I wish we had done that. I really do, because man, even the fast pass stuff, like we got, so you get 3 fast passes for your thing to get in, but then the rest of the lines are so long. Like, I was just like, what do we do?
Once you use the 3, not a lot of people know that you can get a 4th after that. To know which rides to use the fast passes on, the ones that are going to be the longest. Like, we've had certain clients that were insistent upon using it on, you know, a ride that you can always walk on. And it's like, well, I probably wouldn't, because, so, you know, Peter Pan or this or that, it's going to be, you know, a lot longer of a ride, ride's wait. But yeah, there is a lot involved, and that's exactly why we do what we do, because I go very often. I probably go 6 or 7 times a year.
Yeah.
So I get to experience a lot. And throughout the years of me being born and raised in Florida, of course, throughout the years I've been to Disney, I don't even know how many times I've been. But yes, there is a lot that's involved, and that's exactly what we do. From A to Z, we can help you, you know, any client plan any single thing they want. I've had some clients that just want me to help them with the basics, and then they're good to go, or, you know, they don't necessarily need my help anymore. I've had some clients where I've literally planned out every single day for them, all their fast passes, dining, where to go for meet and greets. Just this morning, I was writing up an itinerary for people going next week about what you're doing each day and what the tips I suggest for you to do, what to avoid. And I think that's the biggest thing that's helpful to people, because Disney is, goodness, it is so big, and there's so, so much to do, and it can be overwhelming, and you just gotta know the places to go, the things you, like, need to hit to make it more of an efficient trip and not to be frustrating, because, yes, it can be frustrating.
Yeah.
Especially when you have a whole bunch of people with a bunch of opinions and children, and, yeah, it can be a lot.
Sometimes. Yeah, yeah, it can be, for sure. And it was funny just walking around Disney. And, like, it's supposed to be so happy, but there's kids throwing tantrums everywhere and, like, parents yelling at kids. I remember one incident that really stood out was this lady we were passing, and she turned around and yelled to her spouse. She's like, "We will never bring her back." And I assume they were talking about her daughter, but it's like, "We will never bring her back here." So it's like, you can only imagine what kind of tantrum was thrown or whatever, but... all right, so you guys have had an explosion of Travelmation agents. It sounds like you guys are growing. Other than your experience, like going to Disney a lot yourself, what kind of credentials or continuing education, I guess, so to speak, like what all do you guys do to make sure you're on top of all the changes and everything that Disney has to offer.
The majority of our agents are Disney fanatics, and I don't know if that's something to be proud of. We're all adult. We're all adults and all crazy about Disney. But yes, the majority of a lot of what we do is Disney. To be a travel agent, of course we have to apply and we have to get, you know, hired. But we go through something called the College of Disney Knowledge. So it's a bunch of education from every single Disney destination. When I say that, it's Disney, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, all the other Disneys all over the world, Ulani, which is in Hawaii. We go through each resort or cruise line or whatever it may be, and we have to do special trainings for them. We do monthly calls to talk about any and all things Disney or cruises or any little tips or tricks we have. We have calls with Royal Caribbean, Norwegian. We have trainings. We have to be certified in certain areas. I just got my Universal certification. A lot of things are, if you want to do them, go for it. Not a lot of things are you have to or you can't do this anymore. But honestly, if you're going on these trips and you want to bring the most knowledge you can to your clients, then of course you need to experience it for yourself, one, and you need to have the education in the background behind it. So I've tried to keep up with all the trainings and learnings that I can do. And I'm working on being cruise certified because I actually do more cruises than I do anything, because me being based in Fort Lauderdale, I have Fort Lauderdale Port, I have Miami Port, and then Port Canaveral in Orlando, so that's not too far away. So I do a lot of cruising. So that's my next goal in all of this, is to be a cruise specialist. So
yeah,
I'm excited. It's fun, but all the learnings and the education, it's so enjoyable because it just makes you want to go on each and every one of these trips.
Yeah, I'm sure Dwayne appreciates that. Oh man. So the College of Disney Knowledge, dude, you have to elaborate on that. What is that?
Yeah, that's so you have to go. So our company is considered earmarked. E-A-R, earmarked. So basically our company has, every agent is has the qualifications for the College of Disney Knowledge, and we are held to a standard that not all travel agencies are. The knowledge, the Disney knowledge part of it, is a training basically of every single Disney destination, and going through all of them with just a bunch of trainings, and then you get like quizzed after and lots of videos, lots of information and education. It's really cool. But yes, definitely a lot of training. I could probably do training 12 hours a day every day and not even come close to everything they have to offer. But I'm trying little by little to, you know, enhance as much as I can for myself and for the families, you know, we book trips for.
Yeah, yeah. So, big question, how much does it cost to use your services?
Zero. Zero, zero, zero. So what's cool about our travel agencies, we do not charge anyone to book any vacation packages, any from one night at a random hotel in the middle of Colorado to a $20,000 trip. We don't charge a thing. There's some travel agencies that do, or you can add on, like, let's say you have to pay a certain amount and then they add on whatever it is for their commission. We don't do that. So our services are completely free to each and every client, which is awesome, because then it's like, well, why wouldn't you use us? Because it's free. I'm here all the time for questions, any issues. If someone wants to make a payment, if someone has a flight issue, if any and all things that I've come across, I'm here. And there is really no reason not to use someone that has the knowledge and that wants to help.
Yeah, I seriously cannot stress that enough. I wish we had. There is no winging it. Like, we thought, we were like, well, we'll just go. It'll be fun. Just relax and everybody will have a good time. And And we'll just go with the flow and wherever the wind takes us. Instead, you're standing there like, man, I'm not getting in line for that thing. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Or you just had snacks. We're not going to stand in line or whatever. So it can be a treat. So, all right. So obviously you do Disney, but you mentioned a few other things. So what all can you guys help with? I mean, it sounds like any type of travel, basically, right?
We can help with any type. And I talk about Disney a lot. I talk about cruises a lot because that's the majority of what I do. I don't know if it has to do with where I live and the people I work with, like the families and stuff more. But yes, we can. I've done cruises, obviously Disney. I've done just Caribbean packages, all inclusives in Mexico, Europe vacations. I've just done random hotels on Cocoa Beach, like just any and all things we can do. Yeah, it's been fun to learn just all the different aspects of the business and all that we can do besides Disney. Disney is a huge, huge part of our company and why we started. But cruises I love to do, and I've cruised quite a few times, and I honestly find myself liking cruising the most for a vacation. I feel like the biggest thing you have to do, your biggest worry is just to get on the boat.
Yeah.
Like, that's your one job. Just get on the boat and then you're good. Like, for those who have not cruised, it is amazing, I think, in my opinion. You get on the boat and everything is there. You have in the entertainment, you have your pools, your lounges, your casino, every and all things. You get off your port and explore. You can do excursions. I can help set up dining. For Disney Cruise Line, they have character meet and greets. Oh my gosh, I just toured the Disney Dream in Orlando a few days ago, and it was beautiful and stunning and so innovative, and all the things they have to offer. I got home and I was like, Dwayne, they offer so many things for adults. Like, we don't have to have kids. We don't have kids. Let's just, you know, let's go. So it's cool. It's so fun, all the different ways that you can travel. And I've seen so much of the world, I think, just by cruising. I know that's not everyone's cup of tea, but it's such a way to go. And even like birthday parties, like group cruising, I'm talking about, like birthday parties, bachelorette parties, retirements, anything and all things. Like it would be, it's such, if you haven't experienced it, cruising is such a cool way to see a lot of the world without needing to plan every night and every aspect of the day.
Yeah.
It's all laid out for you, all the itineraries there. You just get on the boat, grab a Mai Tai, and just enjoy.
Yeah, I definitely loved it, man. The Disney cruise was awesome. We went on one a year or two ago, and it was a lot of fun, for sure. And like you said, you get the excursion, too. Huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was... let's see, Amelia was like one, so it was probably 2 years ago. What's some of the weirdest things that you've, or not weirdest, but like some of the things that you learned as an insider to the Disney world that you're just like, man, that's pretty interesting, or that's pretty cool, like something that the normal person would have never known or seen?
You know, honestly, we have a Facebook group with our agent. So like I said, there's like 130 of us, and the majority of us started this in this company because of our love of Disney. So every day people are constantly posting about, did you know this or did you know that? And I've realized by having a pass, like being a pass holder for, gosh, probably 4 or 5 years now, there's so much more than just going to Disney and riding the rides and leaving. There's so many ins and outs. And then I had mentioned earlier how I just wrote out an itinerary of a family coming this next week about, listen, if you see the Dapper Dans on Main Street, like, stop and watch them. Like, they're so cool. Like, they're all in colored pinstripe suits, which I don't know if you saw.
I didn't see
any. But they're just a quartet of guys. They're a quartet of guys that just sing, and they're amazing. And things like that, people just don't know. Like, there's certain areas in Animal Kingdom where you can ride a train back to the back, and then there's a petting zoo, and you can watch animals have surgery performed on them or procedures. Or, like, I've sat there and watched, gosh, I think it was a huge bird of some sort the last time I went. But there's so much that I don't even know of. There's so much I'm learning every single day because there is a lot that Disney has to offer. And I feel like people think Disney and they think the castle, Mickey Mouse, and like Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
But passing the pass, I've been able to experience so much more than that. Just like hanging out and going. My husband, he liked to do those 3D where you like make your own roller coaster and then ride it. Or the Food and Wine Festival, being able to like relax and like experience their parties. They have like dessert parties at night. There's so many things that Disney has to offer that you just don't know of because you just don't realize. They have so many things. It's very overwhelming. Even me thinking about it, I'm like, gosh, there is just so much. So yeah, I don't think anything weird or crazy that I've come across, but just the fact of all the little inside knowledge that I've learned just from our other agents who know so much as well. Like, it's just been really cool to pick up on all their little tricks and tips that they have.
I think it's neat that, like, I didn't realize Star Wars was such a big part of Disney, but when we went to Hollywood Studios, it seemed like, I mean, we were basically at a Star Wars theme park. It was surprising, but it was really cool at the same time. So, I mean, how has Star Wars kind of changed everything?
Didn't they just buy them out, I think, just a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, like, they did, but I didn't really think much of it as at the time. But then, like, now, it's just like, man. It was pretty neat.
It's going to get even bigger, because, so this summer, was it June 30th, I believe? Toy Story Land is opening at Hollywood Studios, which is going to be really cool. And I think it's next year, Star Wars Land is going to be opening at Hollywood Studios, which is going to be a huge expansion. I do feel like Hollywood Studios does not attract a lot of people right now. I think the other ones, because of Animal Kingdom having Pandora and just Magic Kingdom, that'll always be busy. I think Hollywood Studios having these two big new lands opening is going to be huge. But yes, Star Wars has a huge following. At Hollywood, they have those, they have obviously the Star Wars ride, and they have that show. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, they're like marching in and out the whole time. I was like, I don't know if it's the top of every hour or what their deal is, but man, they were like marching through the whole park half the time. It's pretty cool.
It's so neat. Even I go to all the Star Wars movies, but I would not say I'm a Star Wars like fan by any means. I couldn't tell you like five names of the people in the movies just because, you know. But it's so captivating. Like when I sat there and watched the March of the First Order, I'm like, oh my gosh, like don't say anything. Like it's just a cool like experience. So I do feel like, you know, even if you're not particularly into Star Wars or into a certain aspect that Disney offers, they do it in such a way that is so captivating for other people that you're like, oh, that was kind of cool. What is that? You know? But yeah, Star Wars definitely is going to be a huge, huge hit. And I believe they are also coming out with a resort that is like a Star Wars resort.
Oh, wow.
So that's been pretty insane.
Oh,
yeah.
my son's going to, he's going to beg to go to that. But we'll take him. Yeah. We'll end up taking him. I know we will.
You need to start saving your pennies.
Yeah, for real. It was funny how earlier you had mentioned that all your agents were like adults, but you were like into Star Wars and stuff. But when you think about it, it's easy for anyone to be into, or not into Star Wars, but into Disney. I think it's easy for anyone to be into Disney because like when you listen to their song lyrics or whatever, it's such a positive message. It like makes you feel good about yourself. Like all their movies are about like, you know, going for your dreams and chasing your hopes and loving people and... So it is a really special place, and it's really cool that you guys get to help people live those moments with their kids. I mean, is that pretty much, I guess it's probably a simple yes, but is that the most rewarding part of your job, is just helping these families live their dreams and stuff like that with Disney?
Oh, for sure. Even if it's not Disney, but doing Disney, yes, there is so much positivity. And when you were talking about that, I was thinking of the Happily Ever After fireworks, and I don't know if you got to experience that, and I feel stupid saying this, but it is a very emotional fireworks show for me, and a lot of the people I've talked to have experienced the same thing, because it makes you want to dream and believe in something bigger than yourself. And to have those feelings, especially this day and age, I feel like I go to Disney and I escape from the world. And I couldn't wish for something better than that, because you need to take a break. You need to take a break from, you know, the unfortunate things that you hear about day to day. So yes, Disney makes you feel uplifted. And, you know, I have always had great memories and experiences. And now, obviously, with my husband, I drag him there whether he wants to go or not. But yes, I definitely am very rewarded when people come back from their trips and they're like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. Like, thank you so much for helping us create this memory that they're never going to forget. Like, there's people that save up their whole year just to go to Disney, and there's a reason for it. Disney is an amazing brand and they do things above the rest. I've been to plenty of other places and they just are top notch in every single thing that they do. Every single thing.
Do you have a favorite park?
I always tell people, if I were to go to Disney only one day of the entire year, it would be to Epcot for the Food and Wine Festival. I'm not a big foodie. I unfortunately don't try a lot of new foods, but there I seem to do that, and I have a good time just exploring the new things that they have out and all the new foods and drinks and desserts. And the weather is usually really nice because it's more fall time, even though Florida always is summer year round. But just the memories that I've had with Dwayne and my family and friends, that would probably be the best time that I have enjoyed going to Disney. And they offer a lot of festivals. Like right now, I'm going to Disney tomorrow, and right now is the Flower and Garden Festival. So that one's really cool, where they have a bunch of characters in what do they call it, topiaries. Like there's like a my mom should know. Like Beauty and the Beast is like they're sitting there and you know, it's all flowers and
if someone wants to reach out to you, like, and use your services, how does that work? They just call and you kind of offer them a list of services, or what's the process actually look like?
So the process, they'll call and we can discuss kind of everything's personalized. There's no set anything. Everyone is so different. Everyone expects different things and wants different things. So every single thing is based off the client's needs and personalized exactly towards what they want in a vacation. So I'll have people call and we discuss time frame, how many people, kind of what they're looking for, whether it's Disney or a cruise or an all-inclusive, whatever it may be. And then we just kind of go from there. I'll send a bunch of quotes and options via email or text if they want it, like just right to their phone. And then that starts the thought process of where we're going to go from there. So they'll look at those things and look at the options, and everything's customizable, whether you go from a 3-day ticket to a 4-day ticket. I mean, everything can change. The majority of any types of trips is just the deposit down. And then I can set up payments for you and do those, so you don't have to worry about that. People, I don't think, take advantage of that enough. Because if you book so far in advance, you know, it's nice to just pay a little at a time instead of paying $3,000. And it's like, oh my gosh, that's a good amount of money. That's not cheap for anybody. But yeah, so we just start from there and continue in contact until we figure out your perfect vacation. And I'm, you know, with you every step of the way. For Disney specifically, I'll remind you about when fast passes are due to be made. And obviously those are all free, when dining can be made, because certain times out of the year, so like, let me say if we do a package, dining can be made 180 days out. If you're staying on property, fast passes can be made 60 days out. So for especially the big things coming that just came out, like Pandora, and the ones that are coming out, like Toy Story Land and all the other ones to come, that's a huge advantage for staying on property. For cruises, I help people plan their entertainment for the night. So a lot of people don't realize that a lot of the new ships, I'm going to give you an example for Royal Caribbean, Harmony of the Seas. I have a whole bunch of people going this fall, and those nightly entertainment shows, they don't necessarily require you to plan ahead, but you're basically going to come after all of those that have already planned it. So I will orchestrate all of that and say, you know, all the shows are available for you to make reservations, and I'll, for the most part, I do it for them, and if they want to change it, they can, but they never do because, you know, it's already done and set and ready for them, or if they want to do specialty dining, you know, whatever the case may be. So there is a lot that goes into any type of vacation, and I'm just here to kind of say, hey, by the way, this is the time to do this, or this is the time to do that. Do you want me to do it, or do you want to do it? Whichever the case may be, so...
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, let's take
overwhelmed.
Yeah. Let's take the last minute, just kind of wrap up and just remind everybody who you are, who you work for, and then most importantly, how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, definitely. So I actually, real quick, wanted to offer, I have an incentive. I've actually never done this before. I thought it'd be really cool to do this. So for anyone listening to the podcast, if you guys want to book a trip, does not matter where it is or when it is or anything, it could be any of the things we've talked about or anything you want to create yourself. For certain amounts you book, like if you book a $2,000 trip, I'm going to offer a $25 gift card, a $5,000 trip, a $50 gift card, $7,500, I'm going to do a $100 gift card. And that's basically to, you know, if you book a Disney trip, I'll give you a Disney gift card. If you book a cruise, I'll give you an onboard credit, that kind of deal. So
awesome.
If you just mention the podcast, that would be really cool to do. And I would love to definitely work with each and every family or individual or anyone that wants to create some memories, that's for sure. I have an email address, might be the best way to get in contact with me. It's Christina, spelled with a C-H, at travelmation.net.
Well, Christina, thank you for coming on the Jones Zone. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, it's been fun. It's good seeing you.
You too.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.